Yes.
American
Horror Story.
We have on actress Naomi Grossman, who plays Pepper on in both Asylum and Freak Show.
Absolutely.
The final episode of the season airs this coming week, and we can't wait to talk with Naomi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, tell us a little bit, if people don't know Pepper, describe who Pepper is, because you know, one thing that's interesting is you're the first actress to play the same character in two seasons of American Horror Story.
She's a pinhead, right?
Right. Well, you know, that's not the nice name, but that's okay. I'll take it. I've been called worse. She is, the nice name is microcephalic, which means a tiny head. And of course I don't have a tiny head, but they made it look tiny by kind of building out my body. They gave me a big fat suit, and of course they shaved my head, and back in the day, they would, you know, these were actual people, and they would actually, they would shave all but just sort of a little pin on the top, so it almost looked like they had kind of a pin head. Anyway, so that's generally, you know, it's a neurological disorder, and typically these people have, you know, a brain capacity of like a 4-year-old. So, you know, it's a special character.
Wow.
But I love her.
Well, we'll get into her head in just a second, but I want to talk about on her head for a second, because you said that they shaved your head for this role.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, does that take a lot for an actress to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and commit to this character so much that I'm not going to have hair for, you know, the period of time that I'm playing her?
Right. Well, I suppose, you know, a lot of actresses are, of course, dependent upon their beauty. I personally am not. I'm a character actress. And so, you know, if that's what the role requires, then I'm all about it.
Wow.
So, besides, now I have a fantastic selection of wigs and a really fantastic bald head. Who knew? You don't really know until you shave it.
Yeah,
what the shape of your head is. I got lucky, I guess.
You know, Naomi, we just got a message question from one of our listeners asking. They're dying to know. Her name's Callie. How long does it take you to go through the makeup process before each show?
It's about a 2.5 to 3-hour process.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, wow.
When we first started, when we did, you know, the initial makeup test, it was like 6 hours.
Wow.
And that was with two guys working on me. And that was just sort of because they were, you know, laying the groundwork, deciding exactly where to put the freckles and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we've been doing this so long, you know, I did it over 2 seasons now, that by the end, they could do it, they could phone it in practically. And that's just with one guy working. So, you know, they've figured it out.
How do you keep those teeth in your mouth?
They're fitted so that they stay in. In Asylum, when, you know, I got abducted and came back and had things to say to Dr. Arden, that was challenging because, you know, I had to sound smart. And it's really hard to sound smart with, like, a bunch of stuff in your mouth if you've ever tried it.
Wow.
So, I definitely, you know, had to practice, take my teeth home and rehearse like that. But for the most part, you know, I didn't have a whole lot to say. So they stayed in. Keep your mouth shut.
I want to point out that that exact line that Eric just used, he tried on a woman many, many years ago. How do you keep those teeth in your mouth? Didn't work out that well.
She was a little past my age.
Right.
Eric's getting up there now. But,
right.
Yeah.
But Naomi, tell us about how you get, you know, we talked about the, you know, the physical appearance, but how do you get into this character's, Pepper's head, you know, internally? How do you portray her? How do you get in the mood to play Pepper?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I did a ton of research, of course. This character was modeled after Schlitzie, who is a real-life microcephalic who starred in the movie Freaks in the 1930s. So, you know, it was really a matter of, like, nailing his gestures and posture and movements and voice. And so once I kind of could channel him, you know, honestly, it's kind of like the prosthetics are kind of like if you've ever put on a wig or you know, dress up. Like for me, like I've got a wig at home that I don't know why. I turned into this sort of like lispy Spanish soap star, like just because she makes me feel like that. The prosthetics are kind of that same way. Like you know, I would you put all that makeup on, and I don't know, suddenly I'm Pepper. Like, I just sort of channel that. It's acting, you know, that's what I do.
Absolutely. And Naomi, you know, as we mentioned earlier, you know, with your character showing up in two different seasons, you know, everyone else, a lot of the other actors, of course, you know, playing different characters each season they're in. If they mentioned, you know, like Evan Peters, Jessica Lange, or, you know, Thaisa Farmiga, you know, mention anything regarding that, or any extra difficulty behind that, always needing to kind of get into a new role each season?
You know, no one's mentioned that that's necessarily very, you know, difficult. Again, I think, you know, these are actors. We're used to playing different roles. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what's unique about this is that generally with TV shows, you, assuming they're on for several seasons, you're used to playing the same role over and over. And, of course, this is not the case. But, you know, with movies, we're never the same person. With plays, we're never the same person. So, you know, that's what's special about American Horror Story, of course. No, I mean, I think that's what we've trained to do, be able to put on a new hat and play a new person.
Yeah. And especially you, and I'm not going to say this myself because I just read it on Wikipedia and I don't know if it's true, but right. Tell us about your background. Where do you come from? And, you know, if you know what I'm trying to get at there.
Sure, of course. I come from the theater. You know, I've been at this for a really long time, but it's only recently, really, that I've had any sort of mainstream commercial success. I have a couple one-woman shows that I've done, taken them all over the world, from, you know, New York to Edinburgh, the Fringe Festival there. It was transferred to London's West End. Again, this is stuff for, like, the average TV viewer probably doesn't know what the heck. I just lost them. But, you know, in the theater world, that's kind of a big deal. And then, of course, I trained at Northwestern University as a theater major there, but then later at the Groundlings, which is, again, like, for people in that world, that's a pretty prestigious comedy school and theater in Los Angeles. A lot of big, big, big comedians came out of there.
Dave, what are you doing? Sorry, Naomi.
Dave's playing music. And
no, it was an accident.
Oh.
Sorry, we didn't want people to miss
you. Am I being booed? Is this like the Academy Awards when they...
yeah, where they get you off the stage.
I need to wrap it up. Are you trying to send me a message?
It sounds like it. I think Dave's trying to, like, view clips from the show or something.
I was.
Okay.
That's good, too.
Yes.
No, but anyway, so, yeah, I primarily have, like, a comedy and theater background. So, you know, if you look me up, you'll see a pretty vast YouTube presence.
Right.
You know, I have a ton of silly shorts up there. And, of course, you know, my solo shows. And that's just because, quite honestly, like, I wasn't being cast in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I'm a big character. And that's why Pepper was just like this, like, perfect situation for me, because I was allowed to be as big as I wanted to be, and yet she was sort of a tertiary character. She wasn't, you know, they're not going to just bestow, like, the lead role on an unknown, you know, but they will bestow, like, a really, like, outrageous little pinhead like Pepper. So I got lucky.
Right. Now, you know, Groundlings, a lot of people from the Groundlings went on to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And I read at one point you were interested in joining that cast. Is that right?
Oh, I mean, that was, like, until only really very recently, that was the goal. Like, I was like, obsessed. And it's nice that's finally, like, past tense for me. And I just say that because, and then, listen, if Lauren Michaels is listening, like, I will still come be in your show. It's not a big deal. I can make this happen. But the fact is, like, I mean, honestly, I watched that show, and then I watched my own show, and I'm like, why, like, actually, I think I might have gotten a better deal, ultimately.
I don't think Lauren Michaels is listening.
No?
Come on, Dave. I mean, Eric?
Oh, come on. Have faith. We got major celebrities listening.
We do. And, you know, the Super Bowl is coming here. We don't know who's here right now.
Oh, Phoenix. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I was going to mention, Naomi, you know, obviously with next week, you know, being the last episode of the season for Freak Show, you know, next season with American Horror Story, any chance perhaps that we see Pepper in there again, or perhaps you coming back with a different character?
You know, I don't know the answer to this question at all, mm-hmm. But so I can speculate just like anybody can. It's possible, I suppose, Pepper could come back. I mean, can lightning strike three times in the same place? Maybe. I don't know. I know I have heard rumor, not from anywhere that would know anything, but just, you know, the internet, like everyone, about aliens. And, of course, Pepper has a relationship with aliens. But at the same time, I'll be honest, I personally think, again, just as an unbiased viewer, I feel like they really wrapped up that story. Like, I feel like they've given Pepper more than, you know, we ever expected. And so I would be very surprised if we saw more Pepper. But, you know, there's always a chance. So, I think, could we see more Naomi? I absolutely think so. I think, you know, I'm not as big of a name as certainly, you know, Jessica Lange or any of the, you know, the A-listers on our show, certainly not. But within the American Horror Story fan base, I'm in there. And besides, I think they gave me a really great thing with that last episode that I had, Orphans, if people watched it.
Yeah.
And I think I was able to kind of show my chops and prove myself a little bit. I'd like to think that we could see more of me, certainly.
I hope we do see more of you, Naomi, because, yeah, you're really showing great range with the show. And when you said the A-listers on the show, you're on your way up to that level.
Yeah,
and
yes.
So I really hope we see you next season and more seasons, whether, like you said, maybe Pepper or different characters, which is what makes the show just, I mean, many things make it so unique and great, but it is amazing, you know, to see, you know, all these different characters, but, you know, same actors, actresses, everything like that. It's just extremely unique how they put everything together.
Well, yeah, I think now that they've revealed that the seasons are all connected, and of course I was the first one, the first indication of that, I just can't wait to see how the series unravels, because I do believe, well, you know, we may see more of, you know, Sister Jude. Well, maybe not Sister Jude, because Jessica said she's done. But, you know, other characters that we know and love and could use a little more of. So that's really fun. I'm excited to see what happens. And I know I've heard Ryan Murphy over at Paley Fest, which is a big television festival. He said he'd do this show forever. So, man, I hope that's true.
Now, Naomi, remind our listeners and us when American Horror Story airs so we can make sure that we tune into to the final episode of the season.
Sure. It is on at FX on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Central. Sorry, what am I saying? 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and 9 p.m. Central and Mountain, to my knowledge. I check local listings.
Yes. And you can also catch up on it if you've missed anything on Netflix.
That's true. Oh, yes, although not just yet.
Well, not the Freak Show part,
anyway.
But everything
Freak
before.
Show, come on Netflix when the new season starts up.
Right.
Well, we want to promote Asylum as well, because you were in there.
Well, absolutely, yes. Asylum, Coven, Murder House are all... Check it all four.
Excellent. Well, Naomi Grossman, actress, American Horror Story, so many other things. We'd love to have you on again soon. It was pleasure speaking with you, and please don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.